On Thursday, the 30th of April 2026, the Melbourne May Day Committee held their annual wreath-laying ceremony at the 8-hour monument, diagonally opposite the Victorian Trades Hall, near the old Melbourne jail. Unions in attendance were the Maritime Union of Australia, MUA, the Australian Manufacturing Workers Union, AMWU, the Nursing and Midwifery Federation, the ANMF, Victorian Trades Hall Council, the ETU, Plumbers and Pipe Trades Employees Union, PPTEU, the CPSU, and of course the CFMEU. We'll now hear some speeches from a handful of these attendees who will introduce themselves or be introduced by the MC on that afternoon, John Spate, from the Melbourne May Day Committee.
The next one is the nurses. Yes. Next one is the Maritime Union, please. Next one's the ETU, please. And the last one's the CFMEU, please. Okay, comrades, thanks for that cooperation. We can speak over the top of this. The first speaker tonight is Maddie Harradine. She's a secretary of the Nurses Federation, so I'm sure you'll listen to her.
G'day. I want to start by acknowledging the stolen lands of the Wurundjeri people. I want to pay our respects to their elders, past, present, and any comrades here today. It always was and always will be, and we should always show our respect, and we should always speak out as an ally for our First Nations comrades. So, happy May Day. This is the day where we mark the struggles of our movement, and I've come up here and spoken on other May Days. It is a privilege to be here on behalf of our members, nurses, midwives, carers across the state of Victoria. One of the things I was reflecting on when I thought about coming up here was International Workers Memorial Day and that beautiful service we had down the road. And I was reflecting on Lana, who spoke in relation to her fallen husband who died in a workplace incident. And it reminded me that work should not hurt. And one of the struggles that I think faces workers everywhere is not just fatalities, but injuries and psychological injuries and traumas that happen as a result of work. And I wanted to share some of the stories that our members have been telling us about the injuries that they face that you might not hear about in the news all the day, every day. And one of those was a nurse working just up the road. She was pulled into a patient's room she was looking after. She was yanked in there and she was kept in there. She was barricaded in his room. She wasn't allowed to leave. There was no one around. She was completely isolated. She finally managed to talk her way out of that room after about 6 long minutes, but she was threatened and abused, and she's not returned to work in 8 months. The shame that our members experience in those incidents that does not make the news. We had another nurse in regional Victoria who the other day was threatened, a whole group of members were threatened on the ward, and one of those nurses called her husband and said, "I don't think I'm going to make it home tonight." Like, this is the reality that workers are facing, including healthcare workers like nurses and midwives. And I think it's appalling, and I think it says something about how society is right this moment. I think we are seeing every day senseless violence and a war that we didn't ask for, and we're seeing the impact of that on workers here in Australia from an economic point of view, but it's also incredibly, incredibly distressing to see those sites, to hear about healthcare workers being attacked and targeted in places like Lebanon and Gaza. To see that injustice, it hurts all of us. So I'm reminded that the struggle is not over globally or locally, and this is why we need the trade union movement. This is why we're all here, right? So I'm really proud to stand with you because I know that we never fail when we are together. that we have overcome and we will continue to overcome, and that the Workers United will never be defeated. Thank you.
Thank you, comrade. Thanks very much. I'll ask Giselle to speak on behalf of the resolution. Everyone's got a copy of the resolution, I take it? Yep.
Am I speaking on the resolution or the struggle? Good evening, comrades. Yeah, I do have a loud voice, apologies. Happy May Day. I too want to acknowledge that we're meeting, organising, we're active on land that was stolen, land that is a traditional lands of the Wurundjeri people, always was, always will be Aboriginal land. I am really fortunate enough to also represent public sector workers, similarly to Comrade Maddie, and our workers are also facing similar conditions. I want to talk a little bit about, yes, health and safety, because we had International Workers Memorial Day just a couple of days ago, but also organising around health and safety is so fundamental to the trade union movement, not just in Australia, but internationally as well. And similarly to our comrades who are nurses, people that work in Victoria's public service experience similar industrial challenges like violence from people, some of the most unwell Victorians who aren't receiving the kind of healthcare and mental health support that they could otherwise be receiving if government allocated resources properly, if resources were allocated in service of humanity rather than these pointless violent wars across the planet. In our justice system, which holds some of the most marginalised people, where resources aren't allocated to mental health, where some of this stuff expresses itself as violence, people in the correction system, in the youth justice system, who are being assaulted by some of Victoria's most violent and unwell people. That's the kind of stuff that we're dealing with in Victoria's public service. We had child protection workers driving into bushfires to remove children in danger. That's the kind of thing that happens in Victoria's public service. Housing workers who are managing up to 900 tenancies each, where again, some of Victoria's most vulnerable tenants are living, and a current proposal to demolish 44 public housing towers across this state. Shame on the Victorian government. Shame. I want to say that we're in the Victorian public service is experiencing the biggest reform it's seen in over 20 years. 3,500 workers are experiencing job cuts because of the way resources are being allocated. And so we want to say to this Victorian government, no more job cuts. And of course, across the world, we're seeing an ever-increasing move towards violence and war and a failure in a government in being able to stand up against that. So once again, no more wars. Thank you.
Thank you, Giselle. Barry Filton is from the Plumbers Union. He's going to second the resolution.
Okay, thank you very much, and thanks for your attention. I just want to draw attention to this building over here and the industrial history that we have with that, and the fact that the monument is 8 hours rest, 8 hours recreation and 8 hours you have to work. Unfortunately, that was won by stonemasons in 1856. Yeah, 170 years ago. The bloke who led them was a chap called James Stevens. And he came from England, he was a stonemason, came from England, reformed the union here because the union had become defunct for whatever reason. And he had a bit of history because he took part in the Newport riots. in England, where 20 people were killed by the police. He came out here and he organised a march of the stonemasons from the Melbourne University job, I think it was the Faculty of Medicine, and I'm sure he would have come down here in a way. Other things that are notable there is that we would be the only movement that's ever opposed conscription, and that happened in the First World War. We had one referendum which was lost, we won, and we had Billy Hughes brought in the second one. He said, I'll fix you this time, but we fixed them up again. So the trade union movement's not bad. Just a little bit of thought to what the people went through in those days. I was reading about a chap who was organising the servants where he was working. And of course, you're not allowed to do that, not in those times. So they took him to court. They sentenced him to 500 lashes. Then 1 year in solitary confinement and 5 years continuation of his incarceration. So that's the sort of thing that we put up with. But the unions have achieved a lot in this period, but I remember being told by an old American trade unionist, he said, it doesn't matter what you win, he said, you've got to win it all again. And we have to win it all again. And the trade unions are really the most available avenue for people people who want to improve their conditions and everything else. So we should all get involved with the trade unions. And I'll just add that the governments, unfortunately, have not delivered on their part of a bargain. And one of the things a lot of people forget about is the social wage. You get your wage every week, which is your pay packet, you pay tax on it. Now, if you're a good citizen, you're entitled to free medical care, free ambulance and everything like that. But what's happened, you've heard of a trickle-down theory where the rich get the money and they trickle it down to the poor. Well, it doesn't work that way anymore. It's a new one. It's called a trickle-up. What they do, they promise people who've got money tax cuts. You know, with all of the things that we need, they promise them tax cuts. Where do they get the money from? Not Santa Claus, I'm afraid, but they take away and minimise the services we've got. And after the battle we had to get Medicare years ago, to think of a state we're in now, where people are jammed in ambulances, people are in emergency rooms for 2 days, and your operations are deferred for months and maybe years. So it's about time we started kicking some buckets and making some noise. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Barry. Well, the resolution's been moved and seconded. Is there any opposition? If not, I propose to put it. Those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Those against, it's carried unanimously. Three cheers for May Day. Hip hip.
Hooray.
Hip hip.
Hooray.
Hip hip.
Hooray.
Thanks, comrades. Thanks very much for your attention. There is a function on tonight over at the Trades Hall at 6 o'clock in the Solidarity Room. If you can come over, that'll be terrific. Otherwise, we'll see you on Sunday. Whether it's raining or not, we'll be still having May Day. Okay? Thanks, comrades.
These were the presentations at the annual Melbourne May Day Committee event, Wreath Laying at the 8-Hour Monument. You're listening to 3CR, and it's May Day. Stay tuned.